From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Monday, March 13th, and it's spring break this week for many schools across the region, but you wouldn't know it from the weather. We're still seeing a wintry mix that should transition into just rain by early this afternoon. Look for high today near 45. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed a new law that supporters say is one of the most important criminal justice reform bills that Illinois has seen. Bill sponsor Jahan Gordon Booth says the law helps communities set up more trauma services for victims and expands opportunities for inmates to participate in rehabilitation programs.
This will have such a transformative impact on communities all across this state to be able to truly transform communities in a way where we are doing more to deal with crime and violence than just merely incarcerating people by throwing them into institutions where they're coming out far worse than when they went in.
The law also gives judges more leeway when they sentence offenders. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has supported a lawsuit to keep state workers getting paid, but he's refused to extend that support to a similar case brought by human service contractors. Brian Mackey has the latest.
The governor was recently asked to answer this question: why treat state employees as superior to employees of human service providers?
There's a difference between being inside government and being outside government. Inside government, those folks are working every day, and they should be paid. They should have a continuing appropriation.
The human service workers are working every day, too.
It's different inside government versus outside. There's a lot of folks work outside government.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, work is work.
Andrea Durbin is head of the Illinois Collaboration on Youth, one of the 97 organizations suing to get paid.
We have contracts that outline each side's responsibilities, no different from the agreement that the state workers have with the state.
The coalition has one case on appeal in Chicago and another just getting started in Belleville near St. Louis. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois lawmakers are considering expanding sales tax on services ranging from landscaping to hair removal. It's part of an effort to fill a multi-billion dollar hole in the state's budget. The idea comes as part of the revenue proposal tied to a Senate compromise intended to break the state's two-year stalemate over an annual spending plan. The provision would tax 8 service categories at the same 6.25% rate applied to most sales in Illinois. A group of state lawmakers is looking to increase Illinois' minimum wage to $15 an hour. Supporters say the increase would lift the wages of 4 out of every 10 Illinois workers, helping their families make ends meet. Well, thousands of retired coal workers are less than 2 months away from losing their health insurance if Congress doesn't pass a bill to fund it. Though U.S. bankruptcy laws protect many private sector pensions, health benefits for coal miners are not included. Several have written to their congressman, including 77-year-old retired Missouri coal miner Bill Hull.
All those years that my wife and I raised our family and everything and looked forward to retirement, that we would be, our health care would be covered and our prescription drugs. And, you know, we always thought we was going to have that as a promise.
Benefits for 16,000 retirees and their dependents were set to expire at the end of 2016, but Congress passed a 4-month extension in a final effort to prevent a government shutdown. While our recent spate of wintry weather may have found you reaching for a quilt or blanket to help take the chill off, but as WSIU's Kevin Boucher reports, quilts are also a work of art.
A visit last fall to the Mecca of quilting in Paducah gave Jamie Walston a great idea.
I was able to visit the Quilt Museum last fall, and the head curator actually helped me get this show together. So hopefully a little bit of her good luck with having her exhibits just turn out so fabulously will kind of rub off on me, and we'll have a great show this year.
Walston is the exhibit curator of A Stitch in Time, a quilt show which is running now through mid-April at Wabash Valley College. And a recently concluded exhibit at the college has her thinking more.
Absolutely. We hope to do many more in the future because everyone's still quilting.
A Stitch in Time is on display at the Brubeck Art Center with a public reception planned for March 19th, featuring the Mount Carmel chapter of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Participants will also have the chance to get their work registered in a statewide historic quilt registry called the Illinois Quilt Research Project. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And weather-wise today, we'll see our wintry mix of precipitation coming to an end this afternoon. It'll be changing over to just rain. Look for high today near 45. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News. Stay with WSIU throughout your day, on air, online, and on the go with the WSIU mobile app.